Shabbat Shalom. It's been a long, long week. this is Shabbat Pesach. This is literally the seventh day since we have our Pesach Seder, which was a lovely. Evening, surrounded with that extended family. It was very, very, very wonderful moments. And this is the days that our ancestors were set free from slavery. And it's been 7 days that we have been eating matzah. So, in the past, I'll say the past 2 months, maybe more or less 2 months, we have talked a lot about Passover. We talked about the Exodus. We talked about the Israelites being set free from Egypt. Lots has been talked about. More or less everyone talk about it. Rabbi talk about it to a degree. Like talk about it. Hannah talk about it. And it left to me today to basically talk about Passover again. And I was wondering, what are we going to talk about? We talk about matzah. We talk about the bitter herbs. We talk about, in essence, everything we potentially could talk about Pesach. And I think there's nothing else to talk about. What else should I talk about, other than perhaps just stand here and move on to Q&A, question and answer? But after reading and rereading it, things start to make, few questions start to raise. And I stopped there and said, perhaps that's what we should be talking about today. And perhaps on my fourth or fifth reading of the Torah portion for the week, just stumble on verses 14, Exodus 12, 14 to 17. Because there's literally about 4 verses. And there's 2 things that came to mind, very sort of sticking out. 2 perpetual regulations. Normally, when you move to the next Torah book, you do have these perpetual regulation, but they are so far apart. But it's literally within 4 verses you have 2 perpetual regulation. I'll just read them. Exodus 12:14. This will be a day for you to remember and celebrate as a festival to Adonai. From generation to generation, you are to celebrate it by a perpetual regulation. For 7 days, you are to eat matzah. On the first day, remove the leaven from your houses. For whoever eats hametz from the first to the seventh day is to be cut off from Israel. On the first of the 7 days, you are to have an assembly set aside for God. On these days, no work is to be done, except what each must do to prepare for his food. You may do only that. You are to observe the festival of matzah. For on this very day I brought your divisions out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you are to observe this day from generation to generation by a perpetual regulation. So I sort of stopped there, and the first question comes to mind: why is it so important to celebrate the day that Adonai has spared the firstborn of the Israelites in Egypt? All the Egyptian firstborn were dead apart from the Israelites one. Why is it so important? Why is it so important to celebrate the day that Adonai brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt? And why does it be perpetual, forever? Of course, one could say, It's important because Adonai says so. That wouldn't be a wrong answer, I'd say. But clearly ought to have more than just because Adonai said so. I've been reading through this. One of the perpetual regulation is to observe these days as the days that Adonai set free Israelites. So as I read earlier, the Israelites were set free from Egypt. Okay, so they got freedom from the Egyptians, fine. Now, they were free from the Egyptians. They gain freedom here, but freedom for what? They were free from Egypt, free to what? It was very clear from the beginning what Moshe said, let my people go, so they can go and worship Adonai. So that was the key reason. But that reason, I believe it is, you know, it's very clear why Adonai has to go back and say this needs to be forever. You need to celebrate these two festivals forever. I mean, reading through this, perhaps one thing we can say is, well, it's very easy, perhaps not as easy as the word literally, but we can be free from things in a much easier way. The most difficult part of it is free to. That question mark, two words. Because when we look at, well, let's look literally at slavery. It took forever to be abolished, right? But it ended. People were set free. In a more mundane example, if you are alcoholic, right? For efforts, extra work, you can be set free. But once you set free from that, you gain freedom too. And that is the very difficult part. Because let's say on the same thing with alcohol, you are free from drinking too much. You stop drinking. But how you gain your freedom? Because you can still buy alcohol. And that is the part that's very difficult to control. And in this, in the same parallel, the Egyptians were free from Egypt. Now they're free, technically, to do what they want. But Adonai Almighty knows us very well, our mindset, our human nature. You know, we tend to drift away and eventually reach that point of no return, which in the first place has caused us to be dispersed and enslaved in Egypt for 430 years. It's because we are free. What the purpose was to worship Adonai, but good news, once we're free, we have that freedom to do things, to say, to do, that potentially will harm ourselves and set us back to that in bondage. And the only way we can set free, we need to put things in place to sustain it. We need that sustenance to make sure we don't drift back, we don't go back, we don't redeem our freedom. We keep it, we maintain it from generation to generation. Therefore, this is the foundation, the foundation is celebrating these festivals. You know, talk about it, tell the story of what happened, so we do not forget. Because we talk about where we came from, we talk about the battles, the suffering our ancestors went through, the fight they had to have all the way. This is what Passover is all about. As soon we stop talking about it, as soon we stop celebrating this festival, soon or later we'll forget about it. And with that, I feel, yes, it needs to be a forever regulation. Things that we do every single year. Because our mind is very short and we tend to forget things very, very quickly. But more importantly, we can have a forever regulation, but that regulation needs to be alive, needs to be active, needs to be passed on, because we don't live forever. And what we have here is, which Moshe made it very clear, teach your children. Because it's by teaching the next generation, talk about it, it will be perpetual. And this is perhaps what parents needs to do, what we as a community we need to do, to talk to our kids. Tell the story, what happens, what miracles has happened, what God has to do in order to set our ancestors free, the hard work, all the miracles. And it should be encouragement for our kids to ask those questions, so that we can pass on that Jewish history, heritage, through that conversation, sit on that meal and go through all the plates, go through all the history one by one. Because if we delegate it to, there's lots of books about Pesach, just read the book and learn about it, it becomes inactive. And eventually, that the simple, the one clear task we were set free for to worship Adonai will disappear. Because when we read forwards and we see exactly what has happened, the Israelites has been set free. As soon as Moshe disappeared for a few days, the rebellion and so on. Adonai knew it from the word go. This is the human nature. All this miracle, this plate of the Red Sea, will be forgotten. But talking about it, talk about the history, the struggles, the battles, year after year, that is in a way engrave that information on the next generation heart and soul. Because it's the experience, talk about those experiences, that will sustain freedom. Because if we simply celebrate Pesach because God says so, it's not sustainable. It becomes a tick box exercise. And we stop talking about it, which is, as Rabbi say on a few Shabbats ago, lest we lose the passion, let's put the passion back on Passover. But that is the point. The point is, if we miss the point, eventually it just becomes a deep box. We deep box and move on. That's another year done, let's move on. The holidays talk about it, understand it. Because understanding these regulations is define who we are. From that young age, we're not just doing it because it's nice to have a nice meal in hotel, you know, with the extended family, have a wonderful evening. It's not just about this, there's more to it. It's understanding the reason behind it, the foundation will underlie this regulation. Because this tells the next generation who we are, what defines us, and where we're coming from. As I mentioned earlier, freedom is like it's a coin, it's a double-sided. We get the freedom from, and we get the free to. But gain freedom from it's not just a matter of being powerful, because when you look at the miracles that happened, what Adonai has to do in order to set his people free from Egypt, he went through. We look at the plagues, but all that was forgotten straight after the Israelites were in the wilderness. Despite all those miracles, you know, we talk about splitting the Red Sea, all that is just gone. It involves that constant meditation, constant exercise, keep those habits going. Unless we continue to talk about it, year after year, it will vanish. And one of the things that is very, very clear on this Pesach parasha is, with freedom comes that responsibility. What do you do with your freedom? And it's important that we use our freedom with wisdom. That our freedom doesn't start at the detriment of the end of other people's freedom. Because this is not freedom from the Torah. This is not freedom from Adonai. We are free to do what we want. We are free to choose what to do. We are free to choose the path, direction of where we want to go. But with every choice, every step we take, there are consequences. Unless we let Adonai choose these paths, make this choice for us. Because any wrong choice, there is consequences. But it's down to us to choose what path to take. And this is what Adonai knew all along. Because the real challenge does not lie in gaining your freedom. This part is that the sustainability. How do you sustain it? And how do you keep the spirit of freedom alive in the hearts of generations? And the answer for this is very simple. Seems simple. Because the Torah gives us the exact formula to never losing freedom. And it's simply never to forget where we're coming from, where all this started, and never pass on to the next generation. Simple, so. And above all, let's talk about it, let's teach them, let's instruct them. Because things tend to be. And you manage to fake things because there's lots of events happening. You focus your mind on one thing today, then there's something more important tomorrow that you forget what. You know, and there's a lot of that sequence of events. The first one is important, then comes the second one, becomes more important, and we forget about it, and so on. I mean, we looked at, if we go back perhaps 4 or 5 years ago, one of the very topics in this country is Brexit. Every single newspaper you open, news talk about Brexit. How often do we read about Brexit in newspapers? Faded, it's gone. This is the human nature. Things come and go. It's like fast fashion. Today, fashion is blue, tomorrow, will be pink, green, and so on. Is that sustained? How do we sustain? It's very, very simple. We have that formula given to us. And this is the only way we eventually can pass on generation to generation, teaching our kids, taught them about it. And one of the things that lots of this emphasis what Moshe put on, you know, teaching the kids, I'll just read a few verses, as Exodus 12, 25 to 27. 25. When you come to the land which Adonai will give you, as he has promised, you are to observe this ceremony. When your children ask you, what do you mean by this ceremony? Say, it's the sacrifice of Adonai, Pesach, because Adonai passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he killed Egyptians but spared our houses. The people of Israel bowed their heads and worshipped. Then continue on Exodus 13:8. On that day, you are to tell your son, it's because of what Adonai did for me when I left Egypt. And continues 14. When at some future time, your son asks you, what is this? Then say to him, with a strong hand, Adonai brought us out of Egypt, out of the boats of slavery. I mean, one of the key, there's lots of focus on that next generation, because we come, you know, we are human beings, we sort of have a, let's say, shelf life to a degree. It's that continuation. Because one of the reasons this is important is because this is the work of, you know, communities, nation, that needs that identity. This is what we are. This is the fabric of us. And this is something that needs to be encoded on our DNA. Talk about these things. Because what is our identity if we don't remember, or if we don't know who we are? Because there's no that narrative of these events. There's no memory. And without memory, we don't have identity. Because one of the most powerful link the generations is about these events. The story that becomes ours is not theirs, it's ours, and every generation own it, is our story. And we, if that continues, we pass on to the next one, and they own it, our story, not our ancestors or their, is our, continues to be our forever. Because our Jewish identity is built up on stories, traditions that has been passed on over from generation to generation to this day. The body struggles, the battles, ups and downs, the Passover through the wilderness, the laws, the festival, the commandments that were given to us. And to this day, this is what we're encouraged to do. To diligently, we have to love Adonai our God with all our hearts, all our being, and all our resource, to teach them, to teach them carefully to our children. We have to talk about them when we sit at home, when we're traveling, when we lay down and we get up. Because this is what we are commanded to do. So it concludes. To know our story is important because the story told across generation is a gift. When you know who you are and why, you can navigate the wilderness. You can experience the true freedom with confidence, because this is promise from Adonai, that wherever we go, if we trust Him, He will be with us. Shabbat Shalom.